This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today, Ryan Kurtz, Vice President of Ag and Environmental Research with Cotton Incorporated, will outline some research that's going on, combined research, and that is coming up in a moment. First off, Catherine Lacey with the Economic Research Service with USDA.
The 2023 edition of America's Farms and Ranches at a Glance describes the characteristics of nearly 2 million U.S. farms in 2022. Specifically, the report examines what farms produce, how much they profit, and their participation in federal agricultural programs. The report also provides information on household well-being for family farms. There are two new sections in this year's edition. The first section reports usage of credit by lender type and farm size. The second section provides information on the differences in characteristics of farm operations by the race and ethnicity of the farm operators.
This is the Agribusiness Report. Dr. Ryan Kurtz is Vice President, Agricultural and Environmental Research at Cotton Incorporated. He oversees cotton production research program, leads a team of six scientists developing innovative problem-solving research to increase the profitability and sustainability of cotton in the U.S. Recently featured on Cotton and Coffee.
So a good question to start off with is, what is NIFA? Well, it was started under the USDA, and it is an acronym for the National Institute of Food and Agriculture. It was established by the 2008 Farm Bill to find innovative solutions to issues related to agriculture, food, the environment, and communities. And so NIFA's mission is a pretty simple statement. They're looking to invest in and advance agricultural research, education, and extension to solve societal challenges. And so actually it pairs quite well with Cotton Incorporated's mission, which is to increase the demand for and profitability of cotton through research and promotion. So their program focuses more on the ag research side. So not a lot of promotional activities, but a lot of the research that we're doing does go towards our sustainability messaging and just how we're showing the, defending cotton's reputation and showing the good things that you guys are doing in the field and using that as we're talking with brands and retailers and consumers as well. So it all ends up kind of rolling up into one big ball. Luckily, our two missions align pretty significantly. Particularly under NIFA, they have established the AFRI grant program. The way it works is that NIFA agrees to co-fund ag research projects that are consistent with the agency's ag research priorities. And so they co-fund it with the various research and promotion boards, whoever's interested in participating. The topics that go into this program are developed annually. So every year, a new set of topics can be submitted. Or if you've got a lot of that type of research you want to do, commodity boards can continue to submit the same topics for a number of years in a row to make sure they get all the projects that have been submitted that they would like funded, give them a higher opportunity to have a chance of funding. But everything is reevaluated on an annual basis in terms of the initiation of a project. And each project, once it's accepted, is funded at a minimum of $300,000 over the term of the project. And that amount of money is split dollar for dollar between the commodity boards and NIFA. So by definition, we have to fix today's problems so you're farming tomorrow. And we're doing that by putting a high focus on projects related to yield and quality, both in terms of improving yield potential, but also protecting yield from pests and pathogens. And as we're doing that and protecting yield, we're trying to do it as efficiently as possible with the inputs that we're using, whether it be insecticides or fungicides, herbicides, as well as how we're managing nutrients and other inputs going into the crop. And then we're constantly validating new technologies. How do we make sure that we're using the most cutting edge technology to deliver solutions on the farm? If you're not familiar with our Ag and Environmental Research Department, there are seven of us in the department. We have subject matter experts in the main disciplines impacting ag research in cotton. So we commonly work with research scientists in cotton to make sure that we're directing our resources to the right research scientists to solve the problems that you're facing today. And then also how to make sure that we're also spending enough time addressing future problems. And so we spend a lot of time working with people in the field trying to understand what the problems are. So we work directly with them. So it's kind of a stepwise process. We're developing the topic areas for research that we think are important. And then we often target top researchers in the field that we feel confident can address the issues. So a couple of other points about that. No project gets funded unless it receives a letter of support from the Cotton Board. So basically, we are the gatekeepers. If it's something that we don't feel meets our standards or is a priority for the industry, even after working with researchers to get it to the point of submission, we still have the opportunity to not provide a letter of support if it doesn't meet our expectations. At the moment, the Cotton Board commitment is currently $150,000 per topic. So that is essentially matched dollar for dollar with NIFA funds. So the projects are receiving $300,000 either and could be 1 year or up to 5 years in terms. That's how we're currently doing it. I don't actually know what the upper limit is, but we're considering this in terms of, do we continue funding at this level or should we possibly increase the level of funding per topics and reduce the number of topics? Another point that's really important in leveraging these funds is that NIFA gets more projects or more proposals that are of high quality than we can actually co-fund with them just because of the limitations in the money that we have available. NIFA can then choose more than one project to fund in a topic area. And if they choose additional topics, NIFA then chooses to fully fund those projects out of their money without a match from us. So NIFA would then be, because we've agreed to fund one project, NIFA could fund two or three additional projects fully that we're not responsible for matching. So over time, the orange bars in this graph is what Cotton Incorporated, the funding that we have provided. And then the gray bar is the funding that NIFA has provided on top of that. We started the program in 2018. We did not submit a topic in 2019. We then started back in 2020 and we have every year since then. It's been working quite well. So as you can see, we've increased our contribution, which has also greatly increased NIFA's contribution in any given year to funding research projects. And so over the four cycles that we've participated in, 27 projects were funded, resulting in $8.1 million in funding for the research projects. And that $8.1 million in total was leveraged based on an investment of only $2.5 million over the 4 years from the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated. So just to kind of walk you through some of the recent topics, these are the first three of six that we submitted last year that we're just this week finding out which projects were funded out of that cycle. The first three topics were developing advanced high throughput visual fiber phenotyping microscopy tools that will lead to superior cotton fiber quality. We're looking at approaches to enhance the microbiome in cotton production to improve plant development, nutrition, water utilization, or to mitigate pathogens or other abiotic stresses such as drought. We're looking at developing advanced IPM techniques that will complement and preserve current crop protection products for weed and insect pests of cotton. We are also looking at a broad topic area of how to reduce climate impacts and improve the resilience of cotton production systems. We're looking at developing improved systems for soil health, carbon sequestration, biogenic carbon storage and products through the life cycle. We're looking at investing potential contributions of cottonseed oil and or its components for human health and nutrition, and improving our understanding of emerging and re-emerging pests and pathogen threats to U.S. to increase profitability. So just a couple of, we funded 27 projects over four cycles, so there's no way to really go into great detail on the results, but just wanted to give you an overview of how the program works, what we're putting into it, and what we're hoping to get out of it. I do have a few projects I'll just go through just to show some of the early if projects that were funded are now coming to completion. A lot of the ones that we've started in 2021 and 22 are still, it's too early really to present any of the results. But a couple that have stood out that were early were on dealing with FOV4, which is a pathogen that's primarily out west in California and parts of Texas at the moment. There were two research projects. The results of these projects have resulted in resistant in cotton lines that are resistant to FOV4. And through that work, they've also identified the causative genes that are providing the resistance to FOV4. Dr. Don Jones also had efforts with the pan genome, a couple of different projects. This is just trying to understand better the genetics of cotton, what makes elite varieties or elite lines elite. And through this, they have developed a pan genome so that they have this as a resource. And as of talking with Don yesterday, they have a couple of papers submitted that are about to be released, and they have discovered genes that he considers of agronomic importance. So these are just kind of helping us build the basis for improving yield quality, other agronomic beneficiary traits, and how to use this as a building block to better improve cotton going forward. Another one, which is a good example of how we're additionally leveraging these resources, Dr. Galen Morgan had a product with Dr. Andrew Schneider at NC State a couple of years ago, looking at how do we assess better the visual damage to cotton seed so that we can improve planting seed quality. So it was a smaller research project that Dr. Andrew Schneider developed some results for, which then allowed her to use those results to apply for the NIFA grant, which she ultimately received. And it's just set up to where she's looking to improve get a better understanding of biotic and abiotic factors that are affecting visually mechanically damaged seed and how that's impacting quality. And thus, once we know what we're dealing with, how can we use that to improve the value and profitability of cotton seed? So that kind of wraps up where we've been.
Dr. Ryan Kurtz with Cotton Incorporated, featured on a recent Cotton Board Cotton and Coffee webinar. It's the Agribusiness Report.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turnroads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
CalCon 24 is marching onward to Orlando, January 31st to February 2nd, 2024. Have your say in the future of the industry, network with fellow producers, or connect with friendly faces. Plus, the NCBA trade show will be on site with over 385,000 square feet of the latest and greatest in the cattle business to help your operation stay competitive and sustainable. Register today and learn more at convention.ncba.org.
You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Again, we heard today from the Vice President of Ag and Environmental Research at Cotton Incorporated, Ryan Kurtz.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Keep up with Cotton Incorporated online, cottoninc.com. NIFA.com.
Countdown 24 is marching onward to Orlando, January 31st to February 2nd, 2024. Have your say in the future of the industry, network with fellow producers, or connect with friendly faces. Plus, the NCBA trade show will be on site with over 385,000 square feet of the latest and greatest in the cattle business to help your operation stay competitive and sustainable. Register today and learn more at convention.ncba.org.
Let's talk about cotton research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the cotton research and promotion program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Agribusiness Report.
The results will soon be available to the public. The findings of USDA's 2022 Census of Agriculture.
We're looking for a good product to be available on the 13th of February.
Joe Prusacki of the Agriculture Department's National Agricultural Statistics Service realizes some wonder why a census where data was collected in late 2022 and early 2023 is being released in early 2024.
It takes all of 23 to compile data from between 2 and 3 million farmers, so it takes a while.
The timing of the release of the 2022 Census of Agriculture results coincides with a major USDA event that same week in February.
100th year of the Ag Outlook Forum and NAS, we have two sessions related to the census going on, so we will be able to share the information with the broader agriculture community that's at that event on specific topics.
I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.